Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Thoughts seeming past faster than you can blink, worries piling up like laundry on a Tuesday afternoon. Yeah, me too. But guess what? You don't have to be a Zen master meditating on a mountaintop to find inner peace and calm. I'm Jackson Reed, your daily dose of motivation, and today we're diving into how to chill out, distress, and reclaim that sense of serenity you deserve. Now, finding inner peace isn't about ignoring the chaos of life. It's about developing a toolbox of techniques to navigate it all with a little more grace and a whole lot less stress. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden. Sometimes it's bursting with vibrant blooms, other times it's overrun with weeds. But you, my friend, are the gardener. You get to decide what grows and how to tend to it. Here's the truth bomb. Finding inner peace isn't some magical overnight transformation. It's a journey, a practice, a way of life. And just like any skill worth mastering, it takes time, effort, and consistency. But trust me, it's so worth it. So, let's get down to brass tacks. First up, mindfulness is your secret weapon. It's about being present in this very moment, without judgment. Sounds simple, right? Easier said than done when you've got a million things swirling around in your head. But even 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. Think of it like hitting the reset button on your mind. You don't have to become a yoga guru to practice mindfulness. Just try focusing on your breath, noticing the sensations in your body, and letting go of those intrusive thoughts. Next up, cultivate gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but shifting our focus to what we already have can be incredibly powerful. Keep a gratitude journal. Write down 3 things you're thankful for each day. Even the little things count: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation with a friend. Remember, happiness is not something you achieve, it's something you cultivate. Embrace healthy boundaries. You are not obligated to say yes to everything. Learn to prioritize your own well-being and set limits on what you can realistically handle. It's okay to say no to commitments that drain your energy or compromise your values. Think of it like protecting your precious inner garden. You want to nurture what's important, not let everything overrun the space. Move your body. Physical activity is a fantastic stress reliever and mood booster. It doesn't have to be anything strenuous. A brisk walk in nature, a dance party in your living room, or even just stretching can make a difference. When you move your body, you release endorphins, which are natural feel-good chemicals. Plus, getting outdoors can do wonders for your mental clarity. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when things get tough. Everyone stumbles and makes mistakes as part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself some understanding and encouragement. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would extend to a dear friend. Remember, you are worthy of love and happiness, just as you are. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. Sarah was feeling overwhelmed. Her work deadlines were piling up, she had family obligations, and she just couldn't seem to catch a break. She felt like her mind was constantly racing, and she wasn't sleeping well. One day, she decided to try something new. She started practicing mindfulness for just 10 minutes each morning. And guess what? It made a huge difference. She found that taking those few moments to focus on her breath helped calm her anxious thoughts and set a more peaceful tone for the day. It wasn't a magic cure-all, but it gave her a tool to manage the stress and find some inner peace amidst the chaos. Remember, finding inner peace is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of calm and moments of chaos. But by practicing mindfulness, cultivating gratitude, setting boundaries, moving your body, and treating yourself with kindness, you can create more space for peace and tranquility in your life. So go out there, plant the seeds of serenity, and watch your inner garden bloom. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of calm, leave us a review, and join the conversation on social media. We'll be back tomorrow with another pep talk to keep you motivated and inspired. Until then, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.